Thank you, Chair. My delegation welcomes the discussion on definitions and characteristics of autonomous weapon systems. This has been one of the more difficult issues for the GGE to date. While this GGE has not been able to adopt a consensus definition of autonomous weapon systems, it is encouraging that this has not impeded our discussion of characteristics and of proposals and measures related to the normative and operational framework on laws. We consider that the GGE is capable of achieving substantive progress this year, even while we continue to discuss the precise characteristics of these emerging technologies. We note at least two of the proposals put forward a precise definition of autonomous weapon systems. Several proposals do not put forward any definition. For some delegations, lethality is an important requirement, whereas others do not consider this a useful defining feature. Further, some delegations refer to characteristics to describe what is prohibited, whereas other proposals refer to characteristics to define the scope of what the proposal in question as a whole addresses. I wish to offer 3 points on the topic of definitions and characteristics of laws. First, my delegation prefers to speak of autonomous weapon systems rather than lethal autonomous weapon systems, since autonomous weapons may have a range of effects, including non-lethal or anti-material effects that are regulated by IHL. However, we acknowledge that there are different views on this and we can be flexible on terminology. Second, my delegation considers that the use of autonomous functions in weapon systems for targeting purposes, including the identification, selection, and engagement of targets, to be of particular relevance to this GGE's work. This is reflected in several proposals submitted to the GGE, including the updated joint proposal which Australia has co-sponsored together with Canada, Japan, the Republic of Korea, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Importantly, we don't refer to these characteristics to describe what is prohibited, but rather to indicate the scope of what the proposal seeks to address. Third, my delegation favours a technology and platform-neutral definition of autonomous weapon systems. We see that many proposals share this preference. A technology-agnostic approach is preferable since almost any current or future weapon system could conceivably be endowed with autonomous functions. Further, autonomy is not static. A weapon system can incorporate different degrees of autonomy in different functionalities, and autonomy can be dialed up or down in different circumstances of use. I thank you, Chair.